yesterday, and we had a real good time. But a lot went through my mind yesterday, you know, how our numbers are getting smaller with our older folks are passing on, and how a family gets more divided and divided as it grows. Scriptures speak of that we can all be a part of. And I thought of what you was reading, we'll be there waving palms of victory. And a lot of the folks, mom included, Okie and my aunts, are getting older. And something this came to me just this morning to think about how our bodies get older and break down and start failing us continuously, whether it be our hearing, our backs, memories. Promises that we can overcome the shell of a body that we have spent our lifetimes in. And I look toward that as, you know, we get discouraged as our bodies fail us, but be encouraged to know that God has promised you a new body. At that, we'll all be over there. Yeah, our teams get fewer and fewer in numbers. And ages are shorter and shorter. You look like you're wore out, Madison. Did you get wore out yesterday? Yeah. Okay. The topic, the Lord, and he never really gave it to me till Thursday. One. Okay. But it's real important. It's powerful. And I think back, we've talked about time. You know, recently we talked about eternity. Recently, but here again, this morning's topic, each and every one of us, and I want to use some of the examples of Paul when he has the letters to the Christians at the churches that he wrote to. A lot of times he put things out in a question form, and as we know, we call that put. And the topic this morning is, who are you? Not who are you, but who are you this morning? And I'm going to have a word of prayer. Lord, again, I'm bound here before you, Lord, to praise you, Lord, to humble myself before you, Lord, that you can be proclaimed, that your word will flow freely among us, Lord, to get these fleshly bodies out of the way, to hear what your message is about this morning, Lord. I praise you now, Lord. I ask for you to guide and direct us, Lord, and I ask for you to get me out of the way, Lord. I do thank you. I do praise you again this morning, Lord. Guide me through your words. In these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen.
After he laid that on my heart, everything I'd done since then, I would ask myself, who are you? When a certain situation would arise, and say, who are you? Who are you right now, this very minute? And remember, folks, when I say, who are you? That question is a lot of soul searching. But I ask you to ask yourself, Greg Phillips, who are you today? This very minute, who are you right now? Each and every one do that. Okay? And remember, and I'm not going to talk politics, but Obama is the president. Define who he is. And that comes right down to what you are doesn't define who you are. Think of your time, your talent, and your treasures. That does not define who you are. Defines who you are. So, I was thinking about our talent. I was thinking our volleyball abilities. I'm glad that doesn't define who we are, right? We proved, we had a good time yesterday. But focus on that. You look at the way people are so defined by the world. I'm getting ahead of myself. The scripture text is Isaiah 44, verse 2. It's short. And in this text, he's talking to Jacob, but it's to all of us. Jeremiah 1:5 will touch on the same thing,
But Isaiah 44 verse 2 says, "Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb." Okay. A lot of questions went through my head. Was I there deciding what I was going to be when I was formed in my mother's womb? I didn't have nothing in it. Nobody has anything in it but God. Okay. "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." That's where he was speaking to Jeremiah. So he knew you. So we're not something we made ourselves. And talking about a little as we travel through this lifetime. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's not something we determine. That's something God determined. So that should put us in our place. That should tell us who we are at that time. Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world," Adam, who we spoke of this morning, "and death passed by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all," this morning, "just so we're nothing of ourselves." And in Romans it tells us, we are sinners, right? "By one man sin entered into the world." Okay. This is only going to last a few more minutes, folks. But ask yourself right now, are you defined by this? And folks, dig deep, looking at who you are this morning. That is in you that your wife or your husband doesn't know. Look in there. That will determine, that will define by the Word. By the Word of God. Or are you defined by the world that's around us? And we're going to talk just a little bit about the differences there. The Word, if you're defined by the Word, you are saved by grace. Morning, that's who I am. I'm saved by grace. Are you saved by grace this morning? Do you know the Lord as your Savior this morning? Ask yourself that. Be serious about it. Or the world. Ask yourself, has the world defined who you are? And the world only goes thing on your outward appearance. I think about that football player a while back. Millionaire. This, that, and everything else. The world defined him as a great person. He ended up murdering people. The world defines. It does not define who you are. Okay, now this is directed right at Christians. Who are you in your present walk with Christ today?
We are a child of God.
That's right. That's right. The point is, where are you at? Okay? Are you growing? Are you full of joy? Promises. I wrote that note down right there. I thought that goes right along with the message this morning. Are you standing on the promises of God here this morning? Or are you a little bit stagnant? Are you just, if somebody had to put it to you bluntly and truthfully, would your answer be, "No, I'm okay. I'm content." That's real. You guys can't tell me that that's not true in our Christian life. I've been there. I've been where I walk in, I'll just sit down, let the preacher do his thing. Bless me if you can, if you can't. Okay. You know? Christian walk. And answer yourself truly. Have you lost your joy? I've been there, folks. So we can sit and put on the prettiest face we can make up. But in your core, ask yourself, have you lost your joy? And another word just come up yesterday that I just kind of threw in there. Are you hateful? Or yeah, hateful. You're watching everybody else. Don't pay no attention to nobody else. If you do, people will let you down. People will let you down. They may not mean to. You may misunderstand their point, and then Satan will get a little throw it in there. Me and Claire was talking out in the parking lot. How does a person reach being a miserable Christian? Okay, and we think, how do we get that burden so heavy on us? And me and Claire was talking out there. Well, Satan walks by and puts a little BB in your pocket every once in a while. And the next thing you know, yeah, and you don't realize it till you have it, till it's got you wore down, till it's got you in a hateful mood, till it's got you to where you've lost your joy. And you don't realize it. That's why you continue to grow. Continue to seek that joy that only. And I think of that song, Redeemed. God redeemed me. Are you redeemed this morning? Ask yourself. You can have that great joy where we come in the door and act like we're at a football game. Praise the Lord! For what? I like the Mountaineers. I'm not a big Steeler fan, but I root for the Mountaineers. I try to look for everything good. I watch that game. I listen to part of the game, watch the second half, and I try to look for everything good. Nah, they're probably not going to be that good of a football team this year, but I've seen a lot of potential there. But we should get that excited over something that matters. You look at that. In the business world, they've got that till it's so important. And it means nothing. It's a game. No more than tag out here in the yard with these young'uns. Right? Is that right? That is right. So I'm going to close now. Ask yourself where you're at. Do you have that joy in your heart that you can stand? Last night I wrote out some bills. Might have been Friday night, I don't know. I wrote some bills, and it was dark when I took them out to the mailbox, and my floodlight usually kicks on, my motion light, but it didn't. So I'm over there at the mailbox, you know, looking in there, and I turn around, and I'll tell you what, folks, the Lord's just got me so full of joy right now. I can't comp anybody to enjoy that, because you can. God's the same to you as He is to me. But I turned around and started across the road, and I just looked up. And there's all these stars up there. And I picked one out. Of all them stars, and He knows I'm right here on that spot that very minute. That's the joy we can have in knowing. I love Ryan that much. He does. He does. Praise the Lord this morning. If the Lord's got something on your heart, come right up here. Seek that joy. He'll give it to you. He wants you to have it. He wouldn't have sent His Son to die. You'd have it today. It's awesome. As they sing, go ahead. Wow. Page 74. Find the Lord this morning. Don't sit there. I've sat there myself many times thinking I need to go up there, but what'll Beverly think? What'll Larry think?